Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we will conclude a message I've been sharing this week, the all-sufficient promise. And we've been breaking down the elements of that promise and have found that it is one of the most beautiful, comprehensive promises that have been given to us in the Word of God. And what we were looking at yesterday, that the promise that God gave us, all things work together for good, that is a very precious promise, because in spite of what the appearance or the surface aspect of the situation, whatever we may be going through, the trial, the test, that God is using it for good. And as I won't go into the details, but if you recall the story of Joseph, he was sold into slavery by his brothers who hated him because of the way the father loved him, his father. And he endured a bondage. He was a slave. And eventually, by the plan of God, this is a classic example of all things working together for good. He was the right-hand man of Pharaoh during a time of famine, a time of plenty, and then a time of famine. And he saved not only the people of Egypt, but his family, who heard there was grain available down in Egypt. And so what he said, you know, you thought evil up for me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. And so the things that happen in our lives, even if we cannot in the natural see anything good about it, God has promised to the believer that He has a plan, He has a purpose. Let me read verse 29. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn of many, among many brethren. Basically, He is preparing us, the process of sanctification, for eternal life in the joys of heaven with Him and with all of His family. And so this is an exceedingly precious promise. This is, regardless of whatever may be happening, there's good in it. Obviously, the blessings of God we receive joyfully, but sometimes the ones that bring testing and trial, we're not so pleased to experience, but God plans that for our sanctification and perfection. That good that is promised is verse 29, which I just read, to be conformed to the image of His Son. This is the Father's plan, to be that we will be like Jesus. So even the bad and the difficult things that happen to a believer, God harmonizes for our good, because His goal is to bring us to perfection is in His presence. Let me share some passages of Scripture that amplify this. Ephesians 1 and 4 says, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. This promise is given to those who love God and are the called, right, according to His purpose. Ephesians 5 and 7 says that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And Jude 24 declares, now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, hallelujah, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, not just to present you, not just the fact that you're there, but there will be exceeding joy in that process. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Praise God. And so God's eternal plan was to create for himself a family modeled upon his unique Son. Jesus was the Word made flesh. He dwelt among us. He showed us the way. Before the world began, beloved, he intended this destiny for those whom he had made the objects of his personal care and concern. Those that God has called believers are those whom God foreknew. In other words, when you were conceived in your mother's womb, it wasn't an accident. Regardless of circumstances, he knew exactly. He wanted to bring you forth at this time, at this point in history, with the unique circumstances of your family, your relatives, the gifts and talents he placed in you. He had that. Listen, we're dealing with Almighty God, and there is no limit to his knowledge, his wisdom, and his understanding. As for God, his way is perfect. So believers are those whom God foreknew. He knows what we're going to do. And also, there's the understanding, there's the implication of a meaningful relationship with that person based on God's choice in eternity before creation, before the foundation of the world. How precious is that? And we are sure. That's the last thing we want to look at. That word, we know, there's complete confidence and surety in that. Confident in faith, praise God. We know. Why? Because we know the faithfulness of the character of the God in whom we trust. Faithful is he that has promised. And so, beloved, you and I, as believers, Paul said, know the certainty of our sanctification. That knowledge is gained by spiritual perception. We know it intuitively. We know that we know that we know. Sometimes, you know, if you remember when you first got saved, I know I was in that place. I didn't know the Word of God very well, but you couldn't convince me of otherwise. I had had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. I just knew it inside. I knew it intuitively, and I might not be able to express it well, but and the same thing has happened to you. You know that you belong to God. We may not always fully understand or even be able to sense it experientially, but we know our hearts are kept in perfect peace. Why? Because he is with us. It represents the glories of the things to come. His grace is sufficient for us. My grace is sufficient for thee. And so, just by way of a quick review, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Who is it given to? Number one, those who love God, those who are called, the called ones, known by him before the foundation of the earth. And then the nature of the promise, it's comprehensive. It's great, all things. You can't get any more inclusive than that. Everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, all things are working together. Everything that pertains to life and godliness are included here. And so, as I said, even the things, they may not be good in themselves, but God harmonizes them for our ultimate good. And it's not only comprehensive, but it's active. All things work. The power of this promise. Just keep it before your eyes, your spiritual eyes, every day. Unpleasant things might happen. All things are working. And that's in the realm of the spirit. Everything is active. It's not just at a stasis, if you will. It is moving constantly for your good, for my good. And This active working of God's plan is carried out by the Holy Spirit through the whole range of life's experiences, from our birth all the way to our death or the rapture when we will be with the Lord. The Holy Spirit is cooperating with the Christian in everything, working constantly in magnificent ways that sometimes we just can't perceive. I believe we won't appreciate the magnitude of it until we are actually with the Lord. And it's harmonious. It's working together. All things work together because God's way is perfect. He doeth all things well. And when everything is working according to His purpose, even in the worst situation, God is able to redeem him. Remember, Jesus asked, he said, "Believe ye I'm able to do this?" If he could raise the dead, there's nothing that is beyond his power, his scope, his love, his wisdom, and understanding. And it says that all things work together for good, and that is a precious promise. Even though it doesn't seem apparently to be good on the surface, ultimately, even in the most desperate situations, beloved, we have to have faith in God. He will deliver. He will bring forth good out of the worst tragedy even. And again, remember, the purpose is to be God's purpose, the goal. Verse 29, to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's the plan of the Father. Even the bad, the trying, the ugly things that happen are going to help us reach his goal to bring us into perfection in his presence. Praise God. And we know, we're absolutely confident of that because of the character of our God. Well, I pray that you've been blessed as we've shared the Word of God this week. And just, if you haven't memorized it by now, just memorize it to know that God is with you and that you can have his peace, his joy. You can have faith and confidence that everything is going to be all right. He's got your back. He's got your future. He's had your past. And even though there might have been pain in that, it is a part of his process to make you into that perfect creation he designed you to be in his mind's eye before the world began. And beloved, we can't get better than that. Well, thank you for joining me. I love you. I do ask for your prayers and know that I pray for you, my partners, my UCM family, and my radio family every day. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.